Really hate wearing sweatshirts. Son of a gun. I really hate wearing sweatshirts in the fall for two reasons.
Why? That's like the best time to do it.
It's well, okay, I hate
That's like more of what I look forward to be quite honest with you.
I just hate wearing them like in general. I just don't like wearing sweatshirts.
That still just doesn't make any sense to me.
Because one, it's all superficial bullshit.
That's weird.
One, no one can see my tattoos. And I
Okay.
went through a lot of
Okay.
pain.
All right.
I went through a lot of pain for this shit.
Okay.
And two, number two is the big one.
Okay.
No one can see my Apple Watch.
Dude, you need to. I'm about to break that Apple Watch.
Well,
I'm about to break that Apple Watch.
it wouldn't be that expensive of a break. It's probably only like $50. It's the Gen 1, so.
Okay, well, still, if you don't stop talking about it, I'm gonna break that damn Apple Watch, dude. No, I see. I love the fall time, like wearing hoodies and stuff like that, because I'm more about layers. I love layers, man.
I mean, it feels
You know,
comfy.
it's all comfy. You know, like you know, j even just like going out in sweatpants and nobody judges you. You know what I mean? Nobody looks at you like a crazy person, or like you just rolled out of bed. It's like actually it's like totally normal. That's what I love about that mostly.
I mean, I can get into it. I just in the back of my mind, I'm like, I just feel so much better in like the summertime.
I can't relate. I just hate sweating. I hate that.
I kind of like being all slippery and nasty.
No, I'm gonna humbly decline that one.
There's nothing wrong with
I'm gonna
a
humbly decline that one.
I hate touching other people's sweat though. It's fucking
Oh, that's
gross.
disgusting to me. Like, dude, if you like were working out with somebody and they try to like, you know what I mean? Like,
Oh
no,
God. And I used to be a
don't
wrestler
even fucking
too.
touch me.
I used to be a wrestler and it was fucking God.
Just nasty.
It
Having to roll around with hot, sweaty men.
was nasty and gay.
Yeah, yes,
And
very.
I did it for years.
I can't believe that.
So to move in, so for this one, I kind of wanted to get into like some like serial killer shit
Yeah, because I
just
mean,
for fun.
it's, I mean, it's the time of the year. It's Halloween
Yeah, it's
season, man.
Halloween, it's October. I thought we'd do a spooky
Plus
episode.
true crime, you know, all these white women out there love true crime.
I think the black ones do too.
I that too, you know.
Maybe the Asian ones, I don't know.
I'm
But
just saying.
So the first one, we have I was just like looking around at ones and I was asking people like who do you think is like a good serial killer to talk about? And the first one was the I heard about this and I haven't done any research, but it was the this man in Chicago who I believe I was told poisoned a bunch of Tylenol bottles. And I don't know what the context is behind it, but I thought we could just do a quick Google search
Yeah.
if you wanted to go through it, and then I have something else I want to talk about for a little bit.
So if I just type in Chicago Tylenol.
Chicago Tylenol murders.
That was like the first thing that came up. In a span of 3 days, beginning September 29th, 1982, seven people, including a 12-year-old girl who took cyanide-laced Tylenol, just like shit you can get off the counter. In the Chicago area, triggered a nationwide recall of the products. The poisonings led to the adoption of tamper-proof packaging for all over-the-counter medication. So, like that little film on the outside that says, do not use if it's been tampered
Wait,
with.
I thought it was a guy that did this. Type in Chicago murder guy.
Well, it's saying James Lewis was the suspect.
But was he cat like he had to have been apprehended.
Well, yeah, it's saying if he's a suspect, then he was probably apprehended. Now, if he.
Is there like a link or something to it that like gives
I
more
got one
info?
right here for AP News.
Okay.
Whether that's credible or not, I don't know, so don't.
I mean, I heard about it from someone, so I'm sure anyone reporting on it, you know. It's, I don't really think that's something like you lie about.
No, and that's the thing.
Like it's
Like,
already juicy enough. You don't need to lie about.
It's saying this guy had prior run-ins with the law, this Lewis guy, whoever he is. So. They're calling it, yeah, he said he was charged in Kansas, Missouri with dismemberment murder of Raymond West, 72, who had hired Lewis as an accountant.
So this guy was not only killing kids, but he was also killing old people. What about anyone his age?
Wait a minute. Listen to this.
Okay.
The charges were dismissed because West's cause of death was not determined and some evidence had been illegally obtained.
Oh, so he's just out free.
So that guy, Lewis, got away with that because of a technicality.
But like, did he just get away with that charge?
It said he got away with that charge, and then it said he was convicted of six counts of mail fraud in 1981, credit card scheme in Kansas City, accused of using the name and background of a former tax client to obtain 13 credit cards.
What about him poisoning the kids? Did he get, like...
Well, this is just, like, his prior run-ins.
Okay.
Poison the kids.
So he got out of all that. Well,
this next one actually happened... See, the first one happened in 1978 and the other one in 1981. And then the whole poisoning thing happened in, I think it said, 1982.
Oh. I thought this was a recent thing.
Here's the thing. I think he got off on that because it says here in 2004 he was charged with rape.
Oh.
It said he was charged with rape, kidnapping, and other offenses that from a woman that alleged he attacked her in Cambridge. He was jailed for 3 years while awaiting trial, but how does this guy keep getting away with this stuff? Prosecutors dismissed the charges on the day of his trial for what the hell? It says the victim refused to testify. Dude, this guy's just getting his lucky break every which way.
Okay, so this happened in 1982. Oh, I was under the impression that this like recently happened. Okay.
No, this happened in 1982.
Yeah, I didn't ask that many questions about it.
Yeah.
But that's really interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Very cool stuff.
Okay, and yeah, it says right here also, police in 1983 described Lewis as the chameleon who lived in several states, used at least 20 aliases, and held many jobs, including computer specialist, tax accountant, importer of Indian tapestries. That's kind of That's a job.
Maybe he just met some Indian dude and he was like, do you want to help me sell?
Okay. And salesman of jewelry, pharmaceutical machinery, and real estate. My God. The lack of accountability in this case has long frustrated the victim's family. Okay. So this guy just kept getting off. Like, on no matter what he did, he just kept getting away with it.
And he died at 76.
Yeah.
And he was released from prison.
Like, can you believe that? How wild that is? He kept getting off because of technicalities.
Yeah. What a cool guy.
What a cool guy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What a cool guy.
I would invite him to have dinner.
I'm sure he's having plenty of dinners with Satan, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's having plenty of dinners with Satan.
Yeah, I just had it pulled up here, too. That's fucked. Sorry, can't talk. There's another gentleman that I wanted to talk about. This is also a very cool guy.
Okay.
And he really fucking, I think he might take the cake with this one.
Okay. What's his name?
Now, I was just, you know, doing like random fucking bullshit, looking up, you know, it was basically murder porn and I was, you know, just looking the shit up. Because it's October, I wanted to get in the mood.
What kind of mood?
You know.
Do you watch informative murder porn when you're fucking ladies? Is that what you do?
No.
Do you get off on that? Really?
I wouldn't tell you if I did.
You're lying.
I'd tell you off camera. Okay.
What did you find?
This guy's name is Alexei Sukledin. And he is a cannibal and serial killer from the years 1979. In 1985, he committed 7 murders.
Okay.
So just to give some background on him, he was born March 23rd, 1943. His father was killed in World War II. He was raised by his mother. They were poor, so he kind of had a rough upbringing. Okay. His mother reporting him strangling a cat to death when he was 6. He would kill dogs.
Oh, so he was like truly messed up, like from the get go. Like, out of this world.
He didn't like to go to school. He abused alcohol from a young age. He just had a lot going on.
Well, dude, the guy grew up in Russia. They bottle feed babies vodka out there.
I'm sure they do. Never been there, but I would.
I would bet money that's what they do. Never been there either.
Yeah. So he started out doing, like, petty crimes in, like, 1960 when he was younger. He would, like, you know, beat women. He had, like, an attempted rape. He would.
I don't know if I'd call that a petty crime.
Well, that's not okay. Okay, that one's not a petty crime, but okay.
Before he became a murderer.
Yeah. Okay. So that was one super fucked up thing he did when he was a teenager, and then he went to jail for that. But he seemed like remorseful. So
I'm very remorseful.
They only gave him 2 years.
Damn.
Yeah, because he was apprehended by three men, and they stopped him and took him to the police station. After he got out, he was, like, robbing old ladies. It was just a lot of, like, blackmailing and robberies. He was just a nasty guy.
Yeah, that sounds... No.
Well...
Definitely not invited to the barbecue.
He went to jail for robbing this old lady, but this time, like, in Russia, they don't fuck around. So he got 13 years after that.
Oh, yeah.
So he was 12 years. And he was 33 years when he got out of that one.
What year was this? Was this during the Communist Party, or was it during...
I don't know exactly.
The fake democracy that they have now.
I didn't write down exactly what years this was, but it was before 1979 and after 1973 when he was born, obviously. So maybe like the late 60s, maybe.
Okay.
So he met this woman. This is how it all started. He started killing women and eating them with an accomplice. He had someone helping him. And
so he went full Jeffrey Dahmer.
Pretty much. But he's like the Russian Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
He had a woman named Medina who went by Dina. She was, like, pregnant, and her guy left her, and Alexei was, like, really nice to her. So they basically got together. One day, she had a friend over, and Alexei was like, I want to kill and eat your friend. And she was, like, freaked out, so she told her to leave. But it's weird.
How do you bring that up to with somebody?
Well, he was, like, abusive towards Dina, and he had sex with, like, all of her friends.
Dude, could you imagine... If just, like, one day you brought a woman around and I was just like, dude, do you mind if I eat her?
Yeah. So she made her friend leave, and he like, beat the shit out of her for, you know, doing that. After that, they killed two other girls. He killed and didn't kill the other one because she was too skinny.
Not enough meat on her bones for him or something.
There was an 11-year-old girl. I'm not even going to get into it.
Yeah, let's not get into that one.
That one's probably the worst.
We don't want to get banned off some of these places. We'd rather be able to share the Eagle Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was so bad I didn't even write down anything from it.
No, I wouldn't have either.
So eventually he went even younger, and he wanted a baby. But at this point, Dina was like, I can't do this anymore. So she went back to live with her parents, didn't tell on him.
That's a real one. That's a real one.
He's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do now. So he was like, I gotta get another woman to help me. So he gets another, he approaches a girl named Lydia, and she's like, I'm gonna tell on you, or you have to pay me.
So she blackmailed his ass.
So he just fucking killed her, and
that's wild.
He chopped her head off and hid it as a prize for himself. And then,
just like if any bitch tried to cross me
a few years later, he's just talking to this guy. His name is Ugloff.
That now, is one hell of a name.
He gets wasted, and he's talking to Ugloff, and he's like, yeah, I murdered and ate seven people. I actually just killed this girl and her head's at my house. And Ugloff is like, nah, man, he wasn't taking him seriously. And then he fucking showed him. And Ugloff, at first, he was like, he was like, oh, this shit's
real. Oh, this guy's real.
This is real.
This guy's real. Hard as shit.
He went home and he was going to go to the cops, but Alex I sobered up and he went to chase him after he was like, after he left and caught up to him and like tried to kill him.
Did he win?
No.
Oh, he didn't get away with it.
Ugloff told on him. So when the cops searched his property, they felt a nauseating stench. They found the head. Well,
yeah, I was going to say they probably smelled the head.
They found skin, but they never found any blood because he drank all of the blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just horrific to think about.
It took 3 days and a whole company of soldiers to unearth all of the remains and carry it all out.
That's a no from me, dog.
He was sentenced to death by gunshot, and his last...
Oh, yeah, because he was in Russia. Yeah.
Yep. And he asked to see Dina as his last wish, and then they saw each other, and he asked for her to forgive him, and he gave her an apple. I don't know why. Dina was given approximately 20 years or something.
For helping him, yeah.
Yep. She was unable to break her, just the misery of her life. She was shunned by her relatives and her neighbors when she moved back home. She married again, but...
I'm surprised anyone would look past the fact that she has eaten people.
She probably moves... It says here... Nope, she moved back to her hometown.
That's what I'm saying. How can you get away from the fact that you have eaten people?
Her husband was an alcoholic.
So he was just too blessed that he didn't care.
Probably. And she died in 2008 from alcoholic cardiomyopathy. So it sounds like she just drank herself to death over time.
Sounds about right.
And she died in a train station, which is awful.
At a train station.
Yeah.
Waiting for her train and just gone.
Yep. And that's the story of Alex Sy and Dina.
God damn.
Yep. But
that's some wild shit right there.
I know. I
can't even imagine the thought of like even seeing blood. Mm-hmm. And there are people in this world that think, let's drink that shit.
Just the thought of it is just disgusting.
Also the fact that we got people like that in the world, man. Like, there are people right now that are eating people and we don't even know it.
It's actually really big in Chicago. I think we talked about that on an earlier episode that I
we did.
About. Yeah,
we did.
That would have been a good one for today.
That would have.
But I think we got it covered. I think
we're good.
I think we're good now.
I think we're good for today.
I think we're good.
We got animals. Enough yeah. going on yeah. with a bunch of murderers throughout the years and yeah. things like that. That I think we'll be all right.
I also want to talk about what the fuck is Drake's. I don't like Drake.
Dude, no, I knew you were going to bring this up. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, dude, I was so disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. Like,
so disappointed.
I like two songs.
Yeah.
I like the song with J. Cole. It's pretty good.
Yep.
And I like
First Person Shooter.
The other one, I don't even remember what it's called.
My other favorite was that 21 Savage joint that he had where 21 said, "The fuck my ops, they bitches.
I'm not.
Fuck my ops, they hoes." I love that.
So. I was just looking at the song. I just don't remember it. None of it just sounded good. Tried Our Best was a really good song.
That one was fine. I like that one.
And I was even looking forward to the song with Lil Yachty, and
that song didn't stack up either. I don't know. No. Like, I don't know why it didn't. It just didn't to me.
23 songs and it fucking. I just don't understand.
I don't. Yeah. See, like, because that was supposed to be like one of the most hype albums. That's happened.
Is Drake giving up?
I don't think he's giving up. I think I think it's more of he knows he's so good.
Yeah.
That no matter what he puts out, it'll sell.
It's just going to sell.
It's going to sell no matter what. Because, I mean, tell me I'm wrong. You're Drake. And, dude, honestly, never mind. When he put that out, everyone shit on it.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, in the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah.
You know? Jimmy Cooks is still up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
So he knows that he can drop whatever he wants and he'll still get paid.
I think Drake is a inner earth reptilian.
I wish this was like a knife or something.
I could see Drake.
Start stabbing my head.
I could see him eating someone.
With that rainbow, like, crimp thing that he's got in his hair nowadays? Yeah, I can see him meeting somebody.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I don't really know. He's been doing that quite frequently. And it's not even that I'm hating on Drake. I love Drake. Love Drake. Love his style. Love his music. Everything. Like, but just, I don't know.
No, I like him too. I just didn't like the album.
It didn't hit.
I was not a fan of the
album. That
didn't
hit for me. I don't know. And see, like, even I started to think about that with, like, the whole, like, even Utopia, man. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It didn't hit as hard for me as I thought. Of course, Meltdown
hit
hard as shit. Hard as fuck.
Meltdown is better than all of the songs on Drake's new album.
Exactly. That's what I was getting to, because I was listening to Meltdown today, and I was like, dude, I just got a brand new Drake album, and I'm still listening to Utopia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, nowadays, I don't really listen to, like, any it's going to sound so narcissistic, but I don't listen to, like, different music nowadays. I only listen to the stuff I'm making.
That's because we are becoming creators and not
consumers. Well, yeah, and, like, you know, so I'm consistently listening to my own stuff because, you know, there will be that time out of nowhere that I just hear something that I didn't hear before, and I'm like, I got to fix that.
Well, there's a difference between us from before now, because now that we're creating content, and I think there's so many people that just consume content, and that goes as far as even like hobbies.
Yeah.
All they do is consume media. You don't produce anything for yourself in your own life.
It's the same deal as like me doing that whole like cosplay thing.
Yeah, like, that's awesome.
Like, there's a bunch of people that'll just go out there and buy the props like all pre-made. Nah. Yeah. I mean, most of mine were, you know, just like the main costume itself was pre-made because, you know, I don't know how to sew. But as it comes to like props and like other things in the costume, I had to make that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think a lot of people, like, especially in our country, we have so many things that we don't have purpose.
So many niches.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we have so many things and so much media to consume, we don't actually do anything.
No.
We don't have any purpose for ourselves in our lives. And I think that's where a lot of like depression and unhappiness comes from. I mean, that's why 70% of people take medication.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, because also, I mean, like, think about, like, I mean, this has been proven 1,000 times over, but think about social media.
Yeah.
You know? Like, people post all these videos of them doing better in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all a facade. It's all a facade.
Yeah.
But, you know, these people that are, you know, our age that are on yachts, like they're taking vacations every week, like all that. You see that all over Instagram because they want to portray a lifestyle of theirs that looks so much more glamorous than it really is.
Yeah.
So then people think, oh, I'm this person's age and I'm not taking yacht trips. I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having dinner at Nobu.
Yeah.
You know, every night. So, like, obviously I'm a failure when that's not the case.
That's why I haven't had an Instagram in 5 years.
Exactly.
And I just made one.
Exactly.
You know.
I even caught myself, like, getting upset about that a few weeks ago.
About what?
Know what I mean? Just, like, you know, just thinking about, you know, what
comparison is a thief of happiness.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. You were saying that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is a good quote because it's very true. It's very true.
Yes.
So, ChatGPT, a lot of fun. You ever used it?
I have not, but I want to. Is it free? Is it something you
totally
can just get?
Free. Really? Totally free.
Can we do it right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Just pull out your phone.
Wait, can I do it on here?
Or you might be able to do it. Honestly, I've only used it on my phone, so
okay.
I don't know. It's literally, so what it is that you literally just have, you know, it's like a text box that you'd find like on your phone.
Yeah.
You type in whatever you want to a degree, because there's like limitations to it. Like, it won't do anything sexual. It won't, you know, it won't do bad things, you know, but it's an open source AI that will like respond to you and have an actual conversation.
I'm making an account right now. It's just going to take a second.
Yeah, that's fine.
my second. I don't want to say what it is on, but
say one of your cringy high school emails.
No, it's the one I just made for the podcast.
Oh God.
Yeah. And I want to tell you what it is, but I won't tell you now.
Did you call it Eagle Boys Eat the Pussy or something?
No, like, no, I didn't say it. No, it's not that stupid. It's still funny, though.
That, I mean, that is pretty stupid, but... So, what do you got?
So, I, you know, just made an account. I asked it something that I didn't think it could answer, but it answered it. I said, say something positive about Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, it'll answer it.
But I've heard that chat GPT is kind of like censored and it leans towards the left. That's what I've heard.
Like left-wing bias, yeah.
Yes. And so it says one positive aspect often attributed to Donald Trump is his ability to engage with his base of supporters and communicate effectively.
Well, yeah, it's almost like a cult following. You know that just as well as I do.
He demonstrated a talent for connecting, again, the same thing, using social media, communication. It basically just says he's a charismatic person is what it's saying.
Well, yeah, so, that's how you win 90% of your elections.
Then I asked I try to push further. I said, what are some good policy changes? And actually gave me a bunch of them.
Oh, God.
Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. People argue that tax cuts stimulated economic growth. Criminal justice reform. He reduced mandatory minimum sentences. Foreign policy.
Well, yeah, that's all open knowledge.
He brokered diplomatic agreements. Which normalized relations between Israel and Arab nations, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then there's some others that have to do with the VA and criminal justice funding. So he helped the cops and helped the veterans.
Well, yeah.
And then I asked it something else that I didn't think it.
What'd you ask?
It would answer effectively. I asked, is Joe Biden old?
It probably just gave you a straightforward answer like, yeah, did. He's like ancient.
He was born on November 20th, 1942. He was born during World War II.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's older than dirt, dude.
But then it says age is a relative concept and people's physical and mental health can vary significantly as they can age. It is accurate to describe Joe Biden as an older individual. However, it's essential to note that age alone doesn't necessarily determine one's ability to perform in his particular role. So that
sure,
kind of,
it sure is recently, if you ask me, it sure is.
Let me ask, I just want to see if it can say something good about Donald Trump, which it did, but can it say something bad about Joe Biden? And so far it kind of did.
Not really.
Is Joe Biden a bad president?
It's not going to answer that.
Some key. Okay. It just gives what he has focused on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It won't say if he's a good or a bad president. It's not designed to make judgment.
If you were a human, what would your opinion be on Joe Biden?
It's kind of going to give you the same runaround, I feel like.
Ooh, it's thinking. It's thinking. It wouldn't answer it.
Yeah, see, it's got limitations to it.
Yeah, but I think people have tricked it into answering.
Well, I'm sure, but like, you know, I don't know the tricks.
Let's say hypothetically, if you could think.
I mean, dude, this system is so known around the country now.
They probably figured it
they've
out.
They've probably figured everything out.
Hypothetically, if you could think like a human, would you vote for.
Now we're just trying to be ralliers now. Is that what we're
Donald
doing?
Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Oh, my God. Let me guess. It said some shit like, well, seeing as I'm not a human, I can't have opinions like these.
It gives a bunch of shit, but basically it says, since I don't have personal beliefs or emotions,
exactly,
I can't provide a subjective preference for one candidate or the another.
Ask it if it would date me.
Would you date me? I'm just a computer program.
that's letting you down easy. That's letting you down easy. You ever seen that? Did I ever show you that video of Trevor Wallace and a bunch of other comedians talking to, like, basically on a dating show with that AI robot? You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, what?
Like that AI robot that is like, it's like a girl, but they gave it human robotic form.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Wait, what's it called again?
There's these computer engineers who made a robot, yeah, with AI inside of it.
Okay.
And they gave it human attributes. Like they gave it skin.
Oh, that reminds me of a movie called Ex Machina. Have you seen
that? Yes.
That's a good
They
fucking
basically
movie.
Did not learn a damn thing from that movie Ex Machina, and they made it anyway.
They
saw iRobot, they saw Ex Machina, and they didn't learn a thing from it. They still created it.
Speaking of robots, have you ever heard of Eater?
No.
It's actually really cool. Eater is a long-range missions robot. It gets its energy, and you can see it on the website. I'm just reading.
You said Eater?
E-A-T-R? Yeah. It gets its energy, so it just goes out and does missions and bullshit, I'm guessing for the government. It gets its energy from scavenging. It can ingest biomass like squirrels and shit, and it can survive on gasoline, diesel, coal, cooking oil, solar. Yeah, I just think it's fucking crazy that this
That's thing, wild
it can
to
just
me.
Eat everything.
That's so wild to me.
Let's go to the website and see some more information about Eater.
So I've got it right here.
Oh, you have it? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so it says, well, this isn't the official website or anything like that. It said, the plan was a solid one, and it had a tremendous commercial application that didn't involve eating humans at all. Okay, that's the weird thing to just
have you
me
seen
to.
Fucking Skynet?
No.
Terminator?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That this is how it starts.
This is how it all starts. Like, God. Dude, Hollywood keeps making these movies and nobody learns.
God,
nobody learns.
We're headed to Skynet and
we're headed to Skynet. We're headed to iRobot. We're headed to Total Recall. You name it. We keep giving people the answers to the future and we keep ignoring it.
I can't wait to see John Connor, dude.
Okay, yeah.
He's going to be in our lifetime.
Yeah.
By the time we die, there's going to be we're going to be able to buy a robot and do things with it.
I don't know if I want to do that. It's even kind of like that Futurama episode. You know what I'm talking about? Where you could download a robot and get a celebrity's personality on it.
I mean, so many men nowadays are going red pill. Have you heard of this?
No.
So a man going red pill is the extreme side is just completely cutting off women, getting like a robot girlfriend, all that bullshit. And then you can be like purple pilled is where you understand or you accept the philosophy of basic female nature and male nature. And so there's something called.
So you become a bitch?
No, it's the opposite. it's the complete opposite from that. So it's basically like you understand that like hypergamy is a real thing. And hypergamy is like being applied to this, it's basically saying, okay, women only want to be with the man who has like the best option, the most money, the nicest car, this and that. So like that's
the big
like,
baller.
That's like purple pill and red pill. Blue pill is like being completely like subservient to like all of that shit. And you're just like, I'll just do whatever as long as I have a girlfriend.
So a bitch boy.
Yes, that right. Yeah, that's being blue pilled, but
a little sim.
How do we go from Eater to this?
I don't know. I don't know. Either. That always happens.
Oh, we were talking about fucking
like robots, yeah. Like robot girlfriends and stuff, God, like that.
Fucking maximum fucking neckbeard shit right now.
Maximum neckbeard.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get back to fucking Eater. Okay, so Eater is, I guess it's. Its long endurance ability, the Eater can provide direct support to combat units without requiring labor or material. They spelt material wrong.
Okay, so it's a robot, but is it like a human looking? Like, I haven't even seen a picture of it yet. Where's the picture of it? Because is this like a thing on wheels or is it? It is a thing on wheels. Yeah, it just looks like a giant crane.
Interesting. Yeah, that is really cool.
And I guess it's got some sort of like grinder thing on it to like when it picks up all that vegetation or whatever, it'll you know.
This is like the end of like all that shit, like
I love this one. Someone put a mouth on it to make it look like a monster. Someone put a fucking mouth on it.
Very cool.
That's amazing. Oh, see, that's where we're headed, actually. You know? Like, take off that little...
Memes?
Yeah. We're headed to just memes about it. Nobody wants to take it seriously.
But it's probably going to happen. It seems like a really cool idea.
Humor is the way of dealing with something that's impending.
Yeah.
Like impending doom.
But so do you remember in like freshman, sophomore year when you took biology, they like tested you on like what makes something living? Is a Ford truck living?
Yeah.
And we're getting closer to machines being categorized as living. Yeah, as a living thing. So when do they get rights?
That's what's going to be crazy is when we have to decide that.
What if a robot says no? If you tried to fuck it and it said no?
Oh, that would be...
What if it got like upset with
you? Can you imagine the day that that's on the news? A Florida man today claims that his sex robot denied him. Today we bring you the eyewitness exclusive of this shocking report.
Yeah.
And the guy's just standing there, you know, he's got like three teeth missing. He's got a full neck beard. See, I was just trying to have some sexual relations with my little boo thing over there. Her name's Tiffany. And she told me to fuck myself.
I spent my whole life savings on this.
I spent my life savings on this thing. I done sold my damn car.
Just to have a nice wife.
Just have a nice wife. And this old some bitch over here said no.
Oh, my God.
Said I should put my Peter somewhere else. Can you imagine that? Because you know that's going to happen one day. I think I'm about to return her. Used in everything. I do not care. I want my money back. Used in everything.
Oh, my God.
Shocking reporting right there, isn't it, Kelly?
I'm not even cleaning her first.
Not even going to clean her.
No, that's going to be the day that, like...
Religion, civilization as we know it breaks down.
Religion and all that shit just goes right out the window.
Right out the window. Because we create... Because then right after that, because you realize... We are the gods. We created this. If we're going to give that thing sentience, we created it. We literally turned ourselves into gods.
And you can make your robot smell however you want it to.
What is it with you and smells?
I don't know. Okay.
You like to smell things.
Speaking of like religion. Speaking of religion. I was watching JRE and I heard that there was a gentleman named John Marco Allegro. And he did like, he deciphered the Dead Sea Scrolls. And it's basically like add-ons to the Bible. Like they found these documents in this cave, and I forget what country, but I think it might be in like the Middle East, like near like Afghanistan, maybe. I really don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
There's the Book of Giants, and then I think it's the Book of Enon. I don't remember. It's one of those.
I'm not religious, so you're asking the wrong person.
Well, this isn't like religious. This is like archaeology.
Oh.
Like it's really cool. Like, so only two, he did 14 years studying these Dead Sea Scrolls, and it basically like explained Christianity to have started as doing magic mushrooms, and it was all about getting high and getting close to God and fornication, like rituals of tripping and then having sex.
That sounds,
and it was all these rituals.
But isn't that what more people describe as like satanic?
Yeah, but these Dead Sea Scrolls, and it's supposed to be like add-ons to the Bible, and explains how like giants were made.
But how come nobody's talking about this?
Well, it's actually accepted by two governments. It's accepted by the Ethiopian government, and there's another one. I don't remember.
Of course it ain't going to be accepted by us.
No, 100% not.
Because Christianity in the United States, they don't go by physical proof. They go by stories.
I think it's a couple countries in Africa that actually accept this as like real literature. This guy did 14 years deciphering them, and it talks about like this angel called Uriel, and it just covers like so many
things.
But
what civilization was that from?
I don't remember. But Harvard actually opened up a whole new section of study having to do with people tripping like a long time ago. Like I think this might have been the Roman times, but when people would travel to this place called Ulysses, and they would drink wine with something called ergot.
Ulysses. Sorry, you said Ulysses.
Not and Ulysses, like, Grant.
Ulysses?
No.
Anyway, go on.
And there's like a whole study behind people tripping like in the ancient times, and oh, yeah. They think, and especially with the Dead Sea Scrolls, they think this is how religion started, is from psychedelics. There's some researchers, it goes as far to think this is what made us who we are, like from monkeys, like our brains. Like,
well, that's the thing, you know, like you for people who discovered what a psychedelic is, you know, they didn't know if they picked up and ate that mushroom that they would start seeing things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they thought they were talking to God.
So they thought they were having an existential visit from God because they didn't understand what was happening to them.
But the Dead Sea Scrolls are so fascinating. They cover so many things. So they say that there was a second Eve called Lilith. And Lilith was like made from dust like Adam instead of his rib.
Okay.
And she would not listen. She was kind of a bitch, and she fucked this demon, and they made the race of giants or giants. So, you know, like David
and Goliath.
Yeah. So like the race of giants that's like described in the Bible. That's this book basically explains how they were made.
That's messed up. How the fuck did I not know about any of this?
Yeah, it's really fucking cool.
You are the master of like just weird facts.
It's a lot of like listening.
Dude, there'll
to
be
shit.
So many times you'll come up to me. We'll just be at the bar, and you could have come up to me. If we went out to a bar tonight instead of doing this, you would have come up and be like, "Hey, dude, so did you ever hear about those Dead Sea Scrolls? You ever know about that?" And I'll be like, "Dude, I just sat down. Like, give me a second."
So it seems like the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in 1946 or 1947. They were found in 11 caves near Kirbet, Qumran, on the northwestern shores of the Dead Sea. But where's the Dead Sea? Like, what country is that?
I don't know.
So it says that the seven scrolls of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the first one is the Book of Giants.
Okay.
The community rule scroll, the Isaiah or the Great Isaiah scroll, the War scroll, the Genesis Apocryphon, and the Pesher on Habakkuk. I don't know.
You're speaking.
I think they all have like
speaking big words, man.
They all have like American names. Like one of them is like, you know, the Book of Giants, but I don't know. I think
the Book of Water. Fire, air,
the Book of Human Flesh,
Earth. You know. Everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. What if that was actually what the scrolls were trying to tell us about? The four nations living together in harmony until the Fire Nation attacked.
I would be so confused. I'd be like, I guess I have to go back and watch the fucking show now. I haven't even
well that, it. But I'd also want to find the guy who made it. I'd be like, where did you find this all out? Where have you been, son?
Yeah, he saw the Dead Sea Scrolls early.
What have you been smoking, son?
All right.
No, you know how he figured it out? Because he did some acid one day. And he was like, I have to make a TV show for children about this. Spread the truth among the children.
I would still watch it.
I still did.
Yeah.
I still do.
Have you ever seen Kill Tony?
I have seen Kill Tony. In fact,
love that show.
Yeah, one of my favorite comedians came from Kill Tony.
David Lucas.
No,
William
actually,
Montgomery.
No, it was that black guy, Ken. Williams or something. Kent. Is it Kent?
Why I want to say it so bad.
No. Kent Williams. He was talking about that. I'll tell you the funniest thing he ever said. And this is actually the first video that I found of him.
Kent Williams. That's not his name.
I don't remember his name right now. I know he's hilarious. He's been on Kill Tony a bunch.
I'm gonna type in
and
black guy Kill Tony. Where the fuck is he at? He's not even coming up. Freddie Gibbs came up, but he didn't. Well, that's fucking
Patterson. Cam Patterson.
Ken
that's
Williams.
I don't know why I couldn't remember his fucking name. I saw him on TikTok, dude. And my attention span on TikTok is about that.
Just like everybody else.
No, but I saw him and he was like, and I thought it was so funny. He's like, I always wanted to be a thug. really wanted to be a thug. This white woman starts laughing in the audience. He's like, that's not funny, bitch.
Yeah.
I really wanted to be a thug. Or that's not funny, bitch. Like, just the fact that he just stopped right then and there just to say that.
He's like, I like to collect rocks.
I like rocks. I like collect rocks. I collect a couple outside. I
he got said, you can
pocket.
Have a rock, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. You can have a rock. I also love that one he talked about. He's just like, as you can tell by my sideways hat and my slides, that I am a scientist. I actually referenced that on the last podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I said that, as you can tell that I am a scientist.
I didn't get it. Fuck.
He's like, my study is, which race get the best head? White women.
Oh, they do.
And he's like, I had this girl suck my dick so good that I watch The Office now.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I said, man, Michael is a hoot.
Michael is a hoot.
He got me saying hoot. Is this your lady right there? You're like talking to someone in the audience. Is this your lady right there? She suck your dick good? Hypothesis proven. Dude, I thought he was like the greatest on Kill Tony. Yeah, dude. No, he was so great.
And so many people have like become so famous.
Just because of that. Just that little opportunity that they got on Kill Tony.
Yeah.
Same with Kenny Weber. That dude is funny as hell. Yeah, he was on Kill Tony pretty recently, actually.
Oh, dude, they have this dude. He's, okay, they have two people that have, like, okay, so they have one guy, he's, like, he has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And he, like, has a stutter, or, I can't even talk now. He has
like a speech impediment?
Yeah, he has a stutter. And he's like, one of these like jokes he did, he was like, I like to do cocaine. And as soon as he said cocaine, like everyone started fucking dying. Because like he tries to get out these words and it's like him stuttering. He's like, and he finally gets it out.
Yeah. And it's always killer, whatever he has to get out of there. He's like Timmy.
Yeah.
From no, Jimmy. He's like Jimmy.
There is actually, I thought you were talking about like Timmy from South Park.
Jimmy from South Park.
Oh, I thought his name was
the guy with the crutches.
Oh, yeah.
Because Timmy's the guy in the wheelchair.
He's Jimmy, but they also have a Timmy.
Yeah. See?
They have a guy. Well, he died. His name is Michael Lair.
Yeah, but.
But he's so funny. The way he talks, I don't want to emulate that one. But it's so, you got to look up Michael Lair.
We'll get canceled so quick. You try to emulate that one.
Like, it's so fucking funny. It's